The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 9 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Our guest in the studio today, Clark Ramsey. We're going to be talking about the Our Lady of Lake Huron Summer Festival coming up and some of the other activities that have been going on in Harbor Beach. Thanks for being with us today, Clark.
Well, thanks for having me on Ladies Line, Craig.
Well, this isn't Ladies
Line. Oh, excuse me. A few hours early. I apologize.
But anyway, the Our Lady of Lake Huron has their summer festival coming up, and I assume that must be this weekend.
Of course it is. It's really been a heck of a three-week span here in Harbor Beach. We had the Maritime Festival, then the Cart Derby last week, and now the Our Lady of Lake Huron Summer Festival, which is actually the original festival in town, going back to, I'd say, the mid-90s when my parents were actually in charge or were part of the original committee. And here we are. Now I'm promoting it. I'm not actually part of the committee, but I'm kind of part of their marketing team.
And basically, it's over how many days?
It's over 2 days now, Saturday and Sunday. It includes a bocce tournament Friday, Saturday night, a live band underneath the tent, beer tent. Then we also have Las Vegas-style games underneath the tent Saturday and Sunday. We like to say we drink and gamble for Jesus, but it's a good time. And it, of course, all benefits the Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic School in Harbor Beach.
And what do they basically do with that? Are they, it helps with supplies and stuff at the schools, keeping it going, that type of thing?
It actually goes straight into the budget to help support teacher salaries, keep the lights on, really basic items. The festival on average raises about $50,000, mostly in part due to our auction on Saturday, which is always a huge event. Last year brought in single-handedly over $40,000, which is their best year yet. So it's the auction of all auctions is what I like to call it. It's unbelievable. It's kind of like when you're going to market, you want to sit in your hands, otherwise you might be going home with a cow.
I understand this year they're auctioning your soul.
Yes, they are. No, a lot of great items out in there on the ticket. I mean, it's front and back. It's unbelievable. Some of the items are giving away, and of course this year they're also giving. There's a raffle for a mule, 4x4 mule, which of course you can. They're only selling 300 tickets, $50 a ticket, and then they have sold 250 of those already. 50 remain or less now. And when that comes down to it, someone's going to be going home with a mule, so that will also help out, benefit the school.
Now are we talking, yee-haw, yee-haw, or one that you turn?
Vroom! Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they could go either way, yep. You know, because there's the whole Good Friday thing that goes on there with, you know, riding into town.
That's true. But no, this is an actual 4x4 mule, and it's a great rig. I've bought a ticket. I think it'd be fun. I don't know where I'd store it or use it, but it'd be fun to have, right?
Well,
Craig, when I look at you, I see
you on two wheels on that thing.
I see Craig Routson flying down at about 30 miles an hour on that baby. That's what I see.
Saving gas money.
Mm-hmm,
to work.
Mm-hmm, okay. Exactly.
Now, is some of the stuff online? People want to know all the different activities, all the things going on. Do they have a website that people should go to get some of this info?
Yeah, they've been basing most of it off of Facebook, and they have created a group on Facebook. Not a page, a group called the OLLH Summer Festival. And you can find all the information. You can find our flyer on there. You can find the flyer all over Harbor Beach in the greater area. The Bulletin, of course, as well. I think you can actually go to our church website, which I think is OurLadyOfLakeHuron.com.
I'm sure you Google.
Google it, and it should pop up. But just make sure you're looking at the 2014 schedule. A lot of great things going on. Of course, the auction, live auction, starts at 10 o'clock. There's a lot of silent auction items as well. That goes on from 10 to 2.
Is there a list of the items out there somewhere?
Yeah, that's what I'm reading off of right now, actually.
Oh, really?
The actual auction items. Yes.
People like to... You know, kind of go, well, that interests me. That interests me. Do they do it chronologically? Do they have blocks? You know, this is going to be in the 10 o'clock hour.
That's a very good question, Craig.
And you need to talk to somebody else, Craig, to get the answer?
You betcha.
Okay.
It's also on that Facebook group. They have a list of all the items that are up for bid. And it's amazing what year in and year out, things, just great things come in. It's all donated by the community. they don't spend a dollar on it, and it's just really great cause. Because as a proud alumni of Our Lady Lake Huron Elementary School, it's really what keeps the lights on throughout the whole year. It's a great school, the great attendance still. Each class has at least 15 kids in it still. So when it comes down to it, the auction is the core of it, and then there's a lot of great events around it, including the beer tent, including the bands, including the Las Vegas style games. I unfortunately will not be making an appearance this year at the Big Six Wheel, like I did have in years past. The auction bill will also be delivered in the Huron County View tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Thank you, Karen Murphy, for that. My fellow, Karen's really supposed to be the one talking today, but she is a little tied up today. So thank you, Karen, for, like I said, the auction bill will be in the Huron County View. You can see that tomorrow when it hits the newsstands.
Is it too late to donate if you have something? Can you? I'm sure that they'd accept it.
If it's good enough, I'm sure they'll take it.
Okay. Because there could be some last-minute surprises then.
You betcha. There always is. And, I mean, you're always going to have those things after they go to print with those. I know they've had in the past, they gave away, I think there was a car in the years past. There's, you know, air conditioners, picnic tables, some other larger items. There's some packages. There's some packages going on for, like, the Great Wolf Lodge. You can bid on a lot of cool things. And we've seen a lot of cool things go in the past. I believe there's some autographed material from the Detroit Tigers. Or, there's been stuff in the past from the Red Wings. So a lot of cool stuff from that aspect. If you show up, you're going to find something that you like at that auction.
Well, if it's Tiger stuff, auction it now while they're
still hot. Yep.
And don't wait until the playoffs.
After last night, it's a little disappointing. It makes me wonder how a professional baseball team, with all the people that play baseball in the world, the Detroit Tigers, one of the best teams in baseball, cannot find a bullpen. We have powerful arms as our starting lineup, and then all of a sudden we go to the bullpen. We bring in Joe Nathan, who's a perennial closer, and all of a sudden we just can't do anything. But that's besides the point. But
Are there things geared basically for kids as well in that?
Absolutely. There's children inflatables going on Saturday.
Do you get to blow them up, Clark?
I do not, although I do not have enough hot air to do that. No, the children inflatables are from 11 o'clock to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And, oh, you're in luck, Craig. Bingo, from 1 o'clock to 4:30, right on the festival grounds.
Right on the festival grounds.
Mm-hmm. And I guess this would be a good point to say, where is the festival, Craig? Well, that's a very good question, because it's actually on the Our Lady of Lake Huron school property playground, which is between the high school and Our Lady of Lake Huron. So basically, if you take coming to Harbor Beach on 142, take 2nd Street South. When it dead ends, you'll see the tents. You'll see you park in the high school parking lot, and you'll be right on the festival grounds.
The closer you get, the less parking there'll be.
Sure.
Because everybody's there already.
Unless you give more to the collection. That's a whole other story. Of course, then, speaking of giving to the collection, we have outdoor masses. We take all the masses for inside the church, and we're going to put them outside, 4:30 outdoor mass on Saturday, weather permitting, of course. And then the big kahuna, 10:30 on Sunday, is the outdoor polka mass being furnished by, Benny Pearl is playing in that afternoon, and friends, so it should be a good time.
A polka mass.
Polka mass. If you have not been to a polka mass there, you can't help but smile the entire time.
Okay. How many years has this been going on? This has been going on, you said, since you were a kid.
Since I was a kid, it seems like, I will say, when my mom and dad were involved with the committee, you always knew as the summer was starting to wind down a little bit because we had to start working at the festival for a week straight. We were putting up fences. We were making sure everything was ready to go. And, I would say right around 94 this started. Don't quote me on that, but it's been going on for a long time. It's a great benefit. That's when they started the festival to get away from the bazaars and everything else, the small fundraisers, and now we have the big one fundraiser for the festival, of course. And I grew up around it. It's a great time. A lot of stuff for the kids, because then on Sunday, the kids' carnival starts. Kids' games for them. You can buy tickets for dirt cheap, and kids can play for hours at a few dollars. And
do you need to, you know, this isn't
show up? Yes, you need to show up.
But I mean, this isn't like, you know, babysitting. The parents stay with the
kids. Yeah, well, of course, yes.
I mean, because, you know, sometimes the parents are looking at the adult things that are going on, and the kids are looking at the kids' games, and sometimes the twain don't meet.
Well, every so often we have to kick the kids and we kick the parents out of the inflatables, but you know that's okay. But no, the parents are asked to stay with their children throughout the carnival,
just so
whatever
they're
else.
Aware of it, you know.
Yeah, it's your classic carnival games that the kids are playing, whatever else. You know, you throw the rings onto the pop bottles, and they win a thing of pop, whatever. And a lot of fun. That's how I grew up at the festival. I was always looking forward to Sunday, and it's always a great time. Then I had to work the kids' games, and now I'm promoting the kids' games. So, goes full circle. Also, the big thing, after Mass on Sunday, starts at noon, all you can eat till 5 p.m., chicken and pork dinner provided by Al's Restaurant underneath the tent as well. That's outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Inflatables again on Sunday from noon to 5. The children's pedal pool registration starts at 12:15, and that kicks off at 1 p.m. Have you seen a pedal pool before, Craig? It's basically a tractor pool except for kids with little pedal tractors. Great time. And the only problem is the kids forget to breathe always when they're going. So it's kind of like all of a sudden you see the exhaust coming out, and then they're red in the face. But they got that medal, so it doesn't matter.
But the winner gets as green as the tractor.
Or red as the tractor. You never know, depending on your style and preference. And then, of course, more bingo. 1-4 Sunday.
Well, it is.
You're going to overdose on, you're going to OD on bingo this weekend in Harbor Beach.
Popular favorites for fundraisers for as long as there's been B-I-N-G-O.
A B-I-N-G-O indeed. And that's right on the festival grounds as well. You have a separate tent and everything. It's a great time for that. The polka band, like I said, Benny Prill and Friends plays from 1 to 5 o'clock underneath the tent. And then the big steak raffle drawing at 5 p.m. to wrap and conclude all festival goings. And the steak raffle, you win steaks. I think the winner goes home with 100, don't quote me on that, but 100 steaks for first prize or more. And it goes all the way down. Everyone basically goes home with steaks. So.
Wow. And we got your cooler.
Exactly.
Your big cooler.
Yeah, your real big cooler. But it's a lot of fun. Of course, the bocce tournament on Saturday night is really taking off. Last year it rained during it, so they had to move it inside, but it still was a great time.
Explain bocce. For people who don't understand it, I mean, basically, that's the thing where the people are flipping the ball with their feet?
No, not with their feet, with their hands. So each person has a set of balls.
Yes.
And they have a smaller ball that they throw, and then they try and get their set of bocce balls closest to that smaller ball. Each time you get closer to that pollino, is what it's called, that smaller ball, you gain a point or 2 points or 3 points depending on how many bocce balls you have closest on your team. Teams of four, two on each side, and you kind of go from there.
So it sounds a little bit like a combination of part of horseshoes and shuffleboard and everything else.
Exactly.
Trying to get your play piece close to the magic one.
Exactly. And it's really taken off across the whole state. Especially the county. It seems like every festival now has a bocce tournament, which is great because it does attract a lot of people. It's a great fundraiser. In Harbor Beach for the Maritime Festival, we had 64 teams for our bocce tournament. So just a ton of people love to play bocce. Even if you haven't played before, it's great. I believe registration for that ends today. So you'll have to check the Order Lady of Lake Huron festival group for that.
About how many people do you need for a team?
You need four people. Four people for a team. And I forgot the greatest part. I'm being reminded here again by Karen, and I can't believe I forgot this of all people. The Detroit Tigers mascot, Paws, is coming up Sunday from 2 to 3, and he'll be wandering the grounds, taking pictures, interacting with the kids. And it's always great to have a mascot in the local area, especially Paws, who's a great mascot.
So you're going to have a tiger in Harbor Beach, basically.
Yes, a tiger will be on the loose on festival grounds, but he's a very friendly tiger, I will say that.
Doesn't play golf.
No. Nope.
Plays baseball.
He plays baseball. And maybe he could be a reliever at this point.
let's not go there. Mascot in. That's usually about 3 days before the playoffs we're not qualified for.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but be sure the Paws will be out from 2 to 3 on Sunday. It should be a great time, especially at the Our Lady of Lake Huron Summer Festival this weekend.
It is obviously non-denominational. Everyone,
of course, I mean, of course, you know. Yes. No, you need to show your Catholic card at the door. No Lutherans allowed. No.
I just want to make sure people know that everybody's welcome.
Absolutely. And that's
maybe a church festival, but it's open for the whole town, the whole community, visitors up for the weekend, all of that.
Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing is we especially see in Harbor Beach is all the Lutheran fundraisers are for their Lutheran school. You see there's a large, it's the whole community. It's just not the Lutherans there. And it's just not the Catholics here. It's the entire community supporting one of the great schools in town. I mean, you think about it, Harbor Beach has three elementary schools inside a community of 1,800 people. So it's impressive that we can support all three. And it's events like this that make that possible. The Summer Festival perennially has been able to fund a large portion of that budget for the Our Lady of Lake Huron Elementary School. And it's extremely beneficial for the children in Harbor Beach and for the surrounding area.
Well, terrific. And again, this is all on the web if people want to get a copy of the agenda, what's happening, what day, and what times. That's all on there.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can check out the auction bill in the Huron County View tomorrow. There's been some articles in the Tribune, I believe that's this past week, and also on thumbnet.net. There's a story, I believe, on there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But are we going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back?
Well, you wanted to talk about some of the other things that have happened in Harbor Beach.
That's right.
You had a maritime festival. You kind of done that once or twice.
Yeah, a few times. The Harbor Beach Maritime Festival was 2 weeks ago. Great success. We had a little rain Saturday night, but we were ready for it. We had our backup stage ready to go, and we had moved all of our acts into the tent. We had, I believe, over the weekend, 6 or 7 bands play for free on the beach. It was a great time. And to the point where I just confirmed this yesterday, where the band on Saturday night was playing out towards the water. They're aimed at the harbor. And a person sailing to Mackinac, on the Mackinac, Port Huron to Mackinac race, said they could either hear the fireworks or the band. Well, the fireworks were moved to Sunday because of the rain. So they could hear the bass beats out about 5 miles onto the water. So it was a great time.
So you're getting noise complaints 5 miles away.
They were enjoying it, actually. Aww. Yes. The music was so good, 5 miles away, they could hear it and enjoyed it as well. But no, the festival went very well. I stepped down this year as chairman, which I was for year and a half, or whatever you want to call it. But really, everyone else stepped up to the plate in a great manner. But I got to tell you, the best event, in my opinion, not that I ran it or anything, was the hot dog eating contest on Saturday. We had 6 strong competitors. The winner was Jared Jurgis, who put down 14 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And it was a great time. We had the frog jumping contest. We had 89 entries for that. And if you've never seen a frog jumping contest, you supply your own frog.
Oh, of course.
Uh-huh. And then you put down an X, and then it jumps 3 times, then you measure it. Seems like a very simple and simple concept. It is, but it's a great time. You kind of feel like you're going back to the days of Tom Sawyer a little bit, and it's just a very, you can't help but smile when you're at the event for the entire time. It lasts about an hour. And so that was a great time. Of course, the fireworks were Sunday night, which I got to enjoy more because the entire festival was complete by that point.
That's what I heard from some people, was that it was a lot quieter.
Yeah.
You didn't have all the activities that were going on, and you move away from it to see the fireworks and then go back. It was kind of a nice ending.
Yeah, and I mean, because typically the fireworks are on Saturday night, and by that point we've had about 8 hours of live music on the beach, and there's a lot of events going all day, and the adrenaline's run pushing on everyone, and the excitement level's been going, and everyone's been, you know, down to the beach, enjoying the beach, out in the water, whatever else. It's about 10 o'clock that morning, and all of a sudden 10 o'clock at night, and the fireworks are going off, and the music's playing, and the bands are playing, you know, and it's just a great time. It's like, it's a rock concert on acid almost, a little bit, but being sober. And in this year, it was, you know, the whole festival finished, you went home, you took a nap, you took a shower, you could relax a little bit, grab some dinner, and then you showed back up to the beach about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and you watched some nice fireworks, and you went off to work on Monday. So it was a nice relaxing bit. We're talking, if the budget allows us in the future, that we could have 2 nights of fireworks perhaps, but well,
then you have the problem of what do you do with a rain night for the second?
It'd be the best Monday of the whole year, Craig. So, you know, it was nice little touch. That's the first time in 14 years that we've had to move the fireworks or even had to deal with rain on a Saturday. So we did. I was very pleased with how the contingency plan went, and it was a great success. So, of course, all of that benefits the city, the Parks and Rec Department, and all the money basically raised by all of our sponsors. We have about a $30,000 budget for that festival, and it's completely raised by local businesses. Not a single tax dollar is used for that festival, and it's impressive every year businesses step up to the plate to support that festival.
It does bring people into town, too.
Absolutely. It is very beneficial for everyone.
They're looking for a little return on that investment, too, that weekend. And then from there on, because people see what's in town, if there are a few cottages up the road, then they know that, hey, I can get this in town. I don't have to bring it home from home or anything.
Yeah. And especially, you know, I mean, at the end of the weekend, we have our big money cash raffle, which first place goes home with $2,500, second place went home with $1,000. And then third, fourth, and fifth each went home with $500. And then on top of that, since we exceeded our minimum sold, everyone went home with a little bit more. So it jumps to percentages at that point. And so, I mean, when you're giving over $5,000 in cash to people just for buying raffle tickets on top of everything else on top of the festival, it's truly amazing what a small community like Harbor Beach, nestled along the shores of Lake Huron, can do.
Sound like an advertisement right there.
I've said that just a few times, yes.
It's kind of like just rolls right off the tongue there.
Yeah, that goes back to when I gave tours in Michigan State, and there was about eight of us, there's room about 250 people wanting to tour on any given Friday. And everyone else go, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm a biology major, you know, then I'll be, I'm Clark Ramsey, I'm a broadcasting major, you know, and I just go into the whole small town nestle along the shores of Lake Huron and Michigan's thumb, you know, and all that, whatever else. But so that just rolls off the tongue for about 7 years now.
And you're now suing Pure Michigan because they used all your lines.
Exactly. You know, if it weren't for Tim Allen, I'd be someone in this state, you know. But no, it's and we're actually working with Pure Michigan these days through Discover the Blue. Discover the Blue is basically the Blue Water area from Marysville all the way actually to Port Austin, Caseville area. And it's kind of a local Pure Michigan, which is actually tied into Pure Michigan now. We have an agreement with that. So all the content that we submit to Pure Michigan, then or to Discover the Blue, also gets connected to Pure Michigan. And it's really starting to benefit all the communities along Port Austin, Lexington, Harbor Beach. That's actually for my game show. We put all the information on that for that back in May. And that's how the Times Herald picked me up and did a big 3-page spread on the Harbor Beach Game Show series, which was a great success back in May. So, Discover the Blue, Pure Michigan, of course, is a great benefit that we have going on in our area, especially along the coast, which is one of the strong benefits. You know, they always call it the Gold Coast, you know, Lake Michigan down by St. Joe and Grand Haven and whatever else. But we've got the best coast, in my opinion.
Well, and we're utilizing it. We have the kayak thing around the shoreline. We're getting the shoreline scenic tour around the thumb. We're trying to do the whole lower peninsula of Michigan to get it all done, the circle tours type of thing.
Yeah,
all of these things are being tied into the local places. We've got other things going on as well that we're just and I find people are getting more into a group on this rather than, because you do your festivals usually on opposing weekends anyway. You're not trying to do things, you know, the same.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't do it on one big weekend and you're done. You know, uh-huh. I mean, you meter it out and then you draw for a longer period.
Yeah, and you look back 20 years ago, and there's two schools of thought on this. You look back 20 years ago and there was very, very few festivals. You had the Bayport Fish Sandwich Festival. You had the fair. You had the Sugar Fest. And then, of course, you had the Ugly Homecoming. That, you know, those were, and I'm sure I'm missing a few, but those are about the only festivals. Now, it seems like the entire thumb has something going on every single weekend, which is an absolute perk for the entire area. When you have tourists or campers, whatever they are, coming up to this area, they can always know that they're going to be entertained by something, whether it's a 20-minute drive or a 2-minute drive. There's always something going on within driving distance, and I always love how people come up here and say, oh, 40 miles, that's so far. Even though they'll drive 40 minutes to get a pizza across town, which is only 8 miles away, you know, but don't mind that. So it's always fun when we go by minutes, whereas they go by miles down in the city.
But, and they're not all the same either.
No, absolutely not.
Your Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, you do a lot of things on the water, central areas, they have bands and you can use polkas. I mean, it's all customized to the town and to give the people coming up something different, a niche that, you know, you may like this, you may like next weekend's event in the other place.
And that's exactly it. And I got to give a plug to the Elkton Autumn Fest right now as well, that I'm kind of working with them, of course, since I have a business in Elkton now, especially. But, you know, that's a great event, Labor Day weekend, that, you know, in my eyes is kind of a cap. You know, it's the end cap to the summer, unfortunately. And then after that, you have the Harvest Fest in Harbor Beach a couple weeks later, where they give away the car from WAW. But, you know, at that point, and of course, the Kindy Poker Fest, can't forget about them. But it's impressive when every single weekend there's something going on. And like you said, everyone has their niche. Last year, Elkton, you know, that was really cool seeing all of the NASCAR buses in town at the same time. All the ones that customize their old school buses so they can go to the NASCAR races. But it's also become kind of a cult inside of that, where everyone kind of tries to outdo each other and sees who can have the best NASCAR bus. It's impressive. I mean, the one looked like a giant radio flyer wagon. I mean, it was unbelievable, but here's the giant diesel bus. Another cool thing that's kind of going old school a little bit, that was in Harbor Beach just this past weekend, that you, Thumbnet.net and WIW had a story on, actually, was talking about the Harbor Beach Kart Derby, or Kart Race, excuse me, in Harbor Beach, presented by the American Legion. And we had 53 entries, and it went from, its first race started at 9 o'clock, and we were done at about 2 p.m., when else is said and done. And it's just exactly what you think, an old-fashioned soapbox derby race. And coming down the hill on Trescott Street, right down to the beach.
But you don't have to be 8 or 10 to participate. That's the thing that you can do in town locally, is you opened it up to adults, you had other children's groups, you had Powder Puff, you can make it fit the town.
That's exactly it. And I mean, of our 53 entries, 19 were senior adults, men adults above the age of 18, and then another 10 of those were female adults above the age of 18. So, I mean, over half of the field is adults, and they have almost more fun than the kids. Well, they build the cars mostly, but then the kids have a great time, of course, as well. And it's always interesting because the kids actually are faster in the cars than the adults on average. They get a little bit higher top speeds, which we were measuring this year, which is, you know, between them, all the formulas and everything else, is just they fit the mold right. And so it's fun to see these kids go down in almost like these cars that are much too fast for them, but they're doing a great job maintaining them and getting down that hill as fast as possible. And
because there's really no training for this. I mean, you don't go out there the weekend before and run down Trescott Street. I mean, it's the day of.
Yeah, that's what you see. A lot of the kids have never raced these cars before, and it's a lot of the adults haven't raced these cars either before. Some do practice, you know, just to kind of get a feel for the steering and whatever else. And I made sure I had a car this year as well, the first time I raced in the race as well. And it was just an awesome time. And even if it's just a kart derby that's going 451 feet down the hill, you're still going 25 miles an hour by the bottom of the hill. Your heart's pumping, your adrenaline's going, and you get into this whole racing mode, and you just want to keep racing. You know, you just want to get back to the top of the hill and keep winning, just so you can keep on racing the whole day. And everyone says the same thing. It's a great time.
Keep on racing, you'll be in Lake Huron. So you got to stop at the end, Clark.
Well, you got those things. Well. How this all started, we got talking about the old things in town that used to happen, and this used to happen back in the 50s and 60s, and it kind of peddled away at the late 60s. And they used to start at the top of First Street, which is another block, which is another hill on top. And then on top of that, they actually launched off the Hunter lumber truck, flatbed. So they're about 6 feet up on a ramp, or our ramp right now is only about 4. So they're on a 6 feet ramp, 6 foot ramp that is extremely steep. Then they're going down one hill, and then they level out, and then they go down another big hill, and then, you know, you're supposed to stop at the end of it. And but so it's a lot safer than what it used to be. We're still toying around the idea about going back to the old track and extending it out, which would be about the same size as the Great American Race down in Ohio for the official soapbox derby race. But We're unaffiliated, pretty much, just because we can't afford the dues.
Well, and it allows you to do what you want to do.
That's also it.
Having the adults and the Powder Puff ladies and everybody else. I mean, that's designed for kids. The original.
And that's it. And especially with, we go on a little bit different dimensions than the actual soapbox derby, just so that you see a little more creativity. So the cars you see at this are unbelievable. It's just amazing to see what people can create and build and paint and, you know, decal and everything else.
Do you have to do the whole NASCAR thing and check them to see that they followed the rules?
There is a safety check and to make sure that they are within dimensions and everything else.
Because,
otherwise,
you know, there's, you know, you can get some advantages by having, you know, different weights and different other things going on.
Yeah, the weight thing is not an issue at all with these, just because the heavier you are, the chances are you're going to go a little bit slower. So there's no weight requirements, but there is dimensions.
Which seems counterintuitive.
You would think so. You're going down a hill, but...
But the slowerness, what, it's because there's more drag on the tires, the bearings are harder to work?
It just depends on the weight distribution of the car. And, I mean, if I drop 10 pounds by next year, I bet you I could cut a couple, probably a half second to a second off my time.
But then you'd have to lose 10 pounds.
Exactly. And then you have to buy new pants. You know, it's just a mess. You know, you don't want to go that route.
That whole racing suit, which was kind of looked like the game show thing, Gold LeMay.
Yeah, really I went a little over the top per usual. I bought a full NASCAR racing fire suit, complete with helmet and gloves, and
in a vehicle that basically can't burn because it has no engine or gasoline.
That too. Okay. That too. You know, the only chance of burning is rug burn. But it's. And, of course, I miled my car after. I'm a big Roger Penske fan, so the Penske-famed Indy car is a big Marlboro, but instead Farm Bureau Insurance on the side and had the game show logos and everything else on it. So it was a lot of fun. It was actually fun because my helmet was completely black, glossy, and then I had the reflective visor on it. So you couldn't even – if I had my helmet on, you couldn't tell who I was at all. And at the end of the day, I was talking with someone. They thanked me for announcing because we do a big broadcast on locally as well for it. And at the end of it, it was pretty funny because the guy thanked me for it and said, yeah, he said he races for fun. He didn't expect to get a trophy. And I actually came in third place, which I was surprised by. I didn't expect to win at all. But I had a great car built for me. And I said, well, yeah, I raced for fun too, but I somehow came with a trophy. And he's like, you raced? Well, here, this is the guy that I raced first time.
Did I hear that right? A car built for me?
Yes.
I thought the whole point was you make your own.
Well,
car.
You know, I'm part of Ron Casiba Racing. He's my uncle Ron, and he lives in Harbor Beach. He used to work for GM, and believe it or not, back in the early '80s, mid '80s, he was actually one of the crew chiefs or chief engineers for Buick Racing for IndyCar and NASCAR. So he actually won the SAE award at Indy at the Indy 500 for introducing the Buick V6. Into which kind of transformed the whole IndyCar series that year. So we kind of have a leg up a little bit when it comes to that because, you know, I mean, when you're on the NASCAR and IndyCar circuit, all of a sudden you come home and you build a soapbox through their cart. It's a lot of fun. So him and I built it together. He did the majority of it. I kind of came up with the design and what I wanted and decaled it and whatever else. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, but a lot of work goes into these. I mean, most cars start getting built around November, December and wrap up early spring or, you know, late early summer, and all of a sudden it's time to race, and you race, you know, 3 to 7 times, and all of a sudden, oh, put it away. Which I took last night. I was messing around in the garage, whatever, so I put the car outside, and at 1 o'clock in the morning I woke up to thunder, realizing that the car was still outside, so I had to push that back in the garage last night. But I don't want those bearings to get wet. That's the key.
Well, rusty bearings.
It would be terrible, you know?
And if your uncle was any older, you'd have had fins on that thing and 4-inch white walls.
Yeah, you got to turn right to go left. No, luckily we go straight down the hill. But no, it was another great event in Harbor Beach, the Kart Derby, which is always the weekend after Maritime, which is the weekend after 4th of July. So pretty much right smack dab mid-July. Next year's date
is more of a local event.
It is.
As the Maritime Festivals and all of that, because you have to plan for it all year long. It's not like the tourists can come up and just rent a car and run.
Yeah, exactly.
You're basically, it's a local event.
Yeah, and we're looking.
People trying to do this.
We're looking to expand it, of course. You know, I mean, it's always open to anyone. But
you need to have them donate the winning cars so next year you can rent them to tourists.
No. Too much time and effort goes into that to give it up to someone.
Didn't make it? I thought that trophy would be worth so darn much.
Well, you know, it does happen, but it's pretty funny when it comes down to the aspect of, you know, having a local event like that. And a lot of people don't even know about it, especially in the surrounding area. So we're just trying to get the word out as much as possible. We've made a lot of great upgrades. This year we actually introduced an electronic timing system, which came in extreme benefit multiple times throughout the day, and including my race. They actually called it the other way, that I lost the race. It was very close. And when it came down to it, actually, they checked the time, and I had won by 2/1000th of a second. So they reversed the outcome of the race. And so I'm glad they had it, but as well for the other kids as well. I'm glad I didn't, because I typically have to call the race one way or another. And luckily for me, I didn't have to call a, you know, there was other times where it was 0.03 of a second, 0.04 of a second. So we're extremely grateful for that timing system, which is created by some engineers at GM, also created that for us. So it was kind of a big effort for a small event, which is we're trying to expand.
Well, you have the GM people patent it, and then they can send it around the country, and they will get their time and energy back.
Oh, yes. But now, what's next week here, Craig? We've got, of course, the fair is coming up, right?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Are you all set for the fair?
No.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm excited for the fair. It's always a great time, and I've been to a lot of fairs across the state. In my previous life, I was Sparty the mascot for Michigan State, and we would go to a lot of county fairs, and I've always been impressed by the size and support the local community has on the Huron Community Fair. It's very impressive. You know, the radio station's there all week long. The livestock, of course, is a huge portion of that. The monster truck show is a big part. And luckily for the fair, they've been breaking even, also making a profit the past few years. So,
and they've kept it a traditional type of fair.
Exactly. They're not selling their soul.
It's just a big blockbuster to bring, you know, national acts in and do all this other kind of stuff. It's for the kids. It's for the families in the area to come out and be part of a community.
Precisely. And it's a great time. A lot of great sponsors always. I mean, and that's another word. Not just the city of Bad Axe comes together, but the entire county comes and supports it. You know, whether it's, you know, the co-op elevator, Star of the West, or Farm Bureau Insurance, or Thumb Sailor, you know, every single sponsor in that really does it because they don't feel obligated, because they want to. And that makes a difference. And, you know, about 5-10 years ago, there was, and there's still, I mean, with the state fair kind of going away and everything else, there's a kind of a pattern and a cycle of, you know, do we really need to have the fair anymore? And I think it's very important to keep the fair and what it is, and like you said, traditional, but also a lot of fun.
Terrific. So again, this weekend, though, is OLLH.
The Our Lady of Lake Huron Summer Festival starts on Saturday at about 10 o'clock with the auction. Don't want to miss it. Silent auction, and it's also a live auction. And this Our Lady of Lake Huron Summer Festival, yet again, always supports the Catholic school. A large portion of their budget is made up from this festival, and we'd appreciate all the support you possibly can give.
Thanks for being with us today. Hope you get a good turnout. Hope you get good weather.
Let's hope so. The forecast is looking good so far, but I figured we could count on you, Craig, for making that happen.
Yeah, if I could make the weather the way I wanted it to, I'd be sitting up on a hilltop and people would be coming to me. Thanks, Clark.
Thank you, Craig.
Our guest today on the program has been Clark Ramsey. We've been talking about some of the things that have been going on in Harbor Beach, including the Our Lady of Lake Huron Summer Festival this weekend. You can go online, just Google Our Lady of Lake Huron Church Fest Summer Festival, and you'll find a brochure that has the whole agenda of what's happening, what events are going on at what time, and you can stop on out, pick and choose the parts you enjoy with your family and your friends. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.